Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 14, Separated, Part 3.
We moved cautiously through the hall. Water continued to drip around us. Every other light above flickered. Something was happening to the ship, but I wasn't sure what.
Are we heading the right way?
Well, the sign for the stairwell said this way, but...
But what?
We stopped at an intersection that led to the center aisle of the deck. But... I'd like a weapon.
What kind of weapon?
This way. As we walked, Skye messed with her glasses. There was a slight crack in the right lens, but that wasn't what she was fixing. Everything all right?
Yeah, just straightening the frame. I landed on them when we jumped from the elevator.
Don't lose them.
I can't afford to.
She slid them back on as we headed down the dimly lit hall.
Where are we going?
But I didn't answer, and Skye followed me anyway. We walked into a little cafe. What the hell? The place was a mess. Plastic cups, glass, and other random debris littered the floor. Bar stools were lying on the ground, and the mirror wall had cracked spiderwebbing throughout. It gave the whole back wall a disoriented kaleidoscope look.
What happened here?
I don't know. A fight?
It must have been a hell of a fight. What are you doing?
I went behind the counter, and there, on the floor, a knife.
Really?
It'll do. It wasn't a big knife, but it made me feel a bit more comfortable. Something to fight with if the need arrived. Although, I hoped it wouldn't.
Is there another one back there? There has to be.
Yeah, one second.
Thank you.
These were basic kitchen knives, but I could tell Skye felt more comfortable as well. Oh, shit.
Is that them?
Shh! Not so loud!
It is!
Over here! I ran around the counter and grabbed Skye's arm. I pulled her into a corner behind a table near a tall, fake plastic plant. Chills ran through me as I kept still. Skye had her hand over her mouth, forcing herself to stay quiet. I nodded to her. Just remain calm, Skye. I peered around the plastic leaves to see one of the dear people. People? Could I even call them that? This thing was upside, its arms and legs bent at unrealistic angles. The thing crawled down the aisle towards us. No, 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 please don't. It stopped a moment right in front of the cafe. Did it know we were here? The head cocked as if it was trying to sense its surroundings. I turned around to see Skye with her eyes closed, a tear sliding down her cheek. Just go past. Please, just go past. The thing eventually crawled off down the way we came. I let out a slow breath and tried to relax. I think it's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Let's wait.
Okay. We gave it another minute or so. But no movement, no weird sounds. I think we can go now.
Where is it?
It headed the way we came.
Towards your friends?
Hopefully not.
Maybe we should go back.
I told you, it went that way. That might be for the best. If it's looking for us, it's heading the wrong way.
I don't want to do this.
What?
I can't. I can't do this.
What about Cora?
She'll make it out. I know her. She's strong.
You're just scared.
You're damn right I am.
Hey. Look, I'm scared too, but I have to find Shane.
But maybe your friends were right. Maybe we should go to the other deck.
Or what?
Just get off the ship.
I'm not leaving without Shane. If you don't want to go with me, then fine. But I'm not getting off the ship until I find him.
Well, I'm not going off on my own.
Then it looks like you're heading down.
Damn it.
We found a side access stairwell. It actually said authorized personnel, but we used it anyway. While we slowly made our way down, I noticed the wall paint chipping and peeling.
What's that smell?
I stopped to peel back some paint. Mildew, maybe?
Yeah, that could be it.
Weird.
What deck are we on now?
I don't know. There's no map in here.
What happens if the lights go off? Like, completely?
I turned and looked at Sky, who was standing right behind me, knife held up.
Sorry. When I'm nervous, I ask a lot of questions.
It's okay. I don't have the answers.
I know. I know that.
I did worry about the electricity. It would be pitch black in here if the lights went out, just like the elevator. I wouldn't know what to do then. There has to be a maintenance or a supply room, right?
Like a hotel?
You'd think.
Yeah. There has to be.
Let's see how far we can get, but when we get out of the stairwell, let's look for one.
For flashlights?
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt to have one.
I really, really hope the lights stay on long enough to find Cora and Shane.
Me too.
Is this your first cruise?
Yeah.
You've never been to Alaska?
No. This was Shane's birthday present to me.
That's nice.
How about you?
This is my first cruise, but not Cora's. But this is our first trip together. And I fucked it up.
I don't think this is your fault.
No, I mean, kissing your friend.
I highly doubt Cora will be worrying about that now.
I still feel bad. That's why...
That's why what?
That's why I, want to find her.
Because you feel you owe her? How about the fact that you care for her?
I do. I didn't mean... I just feel bad is all.
We headed down to another level, where there was a tiny window in the door. Hold on a second.
What is it?
Nothing. I want to see what level we're on. I peeked out and saw a sign for the elevators down the hall. This looks familiar.
Are those the rooms?
That's when I noticed I was stepping on a small black rectangular plastic piece. I picked it up. It read, A deck.
Hey, that's where our room is.
Ours too. Let's keep moving. We have to be close. I closed the door and we continued our descent.
What if those things show up?
I don't know.
Is it weird to call them things?
No.
I want to call them people, but the way they were bending, people can't do that.
I don't know if we should talk about this now. Not while we're heading deeper into the ship.
You're right. My mistake. I don't want to talk about it either.
Good.
Hey, what if the elevator didn't fall this far?
Sky.
Sorry.
We reached the bottom floor. It read C deck, maintenance. Hey, look at this.
This is the absolute bottom?
For the stairwell it is. But I don't know if this is where the elevator stops. Roger mentioned the engine room.
That means we have to leave here.
Yes, it does.
I like this stairwell, though.
We might be able to find a flashlight or a better weapon here.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
We walked out onto the concrete floor. The hallway was narrower than the upper decks. Stay close.
I'm not going anywhere.
I hope that those things, as Sky so aptly put it, stayed above us. I saw a sign for the elevators. It hung limply off the wall.
It's like the ship is falling apart around us.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe I did. All of this. All of what was happening was nightmarish. And nightmares were something Shane had been experiencing. The more I thought about it, the less crazy it seemed. Did Shane really not know what was going on? He seemed to be so shocked by the abandoned ship and the weird deer people, but he also did mention how something was coming in the fog. And all of this started when the fog rolled in. I shook the thought away.
Do you think your friends will find people?
On the navigation deck?
Yeah.
I really don't know, Sky.
What if those things find them first?
You're asking a lot of questions again.
Sorry.
We reached a small alcove with only two elevator doors.
There's only two.
I know.
But there were four on the level above us.
I know, Sky. I think that means only two access the lower levels.
Were Cora and Shane on one of those?
Hold on. I spun around trying to get my bearings. We were on the right side, up top. That would mean if the stairwell was also on the right, it would be on the same side. This one. I think this is the one we were on.
Are you sure?
Unless there's another elevator, which there probably is. But this isn't that far from the stairwell, and the stairwell wasn't that far up top either.
Yeah, but are you sure we're on the same side?
There's only one way to find out. Give me a hand. We got on either side of the doors. Okay. On the count of three. But before I started to count, we heard some noises from down the hallway.
Oh no.
Shit! I slowly walked to the corner and peered around.
See anything?
No.
Oh my god. Oh my god. They're down here.
How?
Maybe there's more than three? Maybe there's a ton of them!
Shh! We needed to hide, but there were no good spots.
Let's get out of here.
That's when I saw the deer-headed thing in the green parka turn the corner at the far end of the hall. Except, this time, it was crawling on the ceiling. Blood dripped down the head, sliding down the antlers as it made its way towards us.
It saw me!
It saw you? What do we do?
But before we could do anything, there was a loud buzzing sound. My heart raced. I knew it was about to happen, and it did. The electricity gave out. We were shrouded in darkness. Pitch black.
No!
And the thing was headed right for us.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Issa Yazdizadeh. Starring Ryan Wiggs as Shane, Ariel Zadok as Erica, Alexander Dotti as Roger, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabel as Ray, Reed Kreiner as Dale, Maggie Kieran as Cora, and Evelyn as Sky. Co-starring Justin Anderson, Amber Simpson, Jabrina Cooper, Brett Wilkins, Anthony Grimm, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Yeah. Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.